Today we'd like to see the title of To All Nations in Luke chapter 24, 26 up to 53. Join none words of soul through MP3 or YouTube channel on the earth. We'd like to suggest the three expositional questions. Number one, in verse 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Explain what it does mean with the cross references in the scripture, and what to learn and how to apply these to our lives are here. Question 2, in verse 39, behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for spirit does not have flesh and bones, as you see I have. What are differences between Lazarus' bodies and Jesus' body from the dead, and what to learn and how to apply these to our lives are here. In verse 47, and that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. What does the Lord want in detail, and what to learn and how to apply these to our lives are here. In the last time in Luke 24:25, then he said to them, O foolish ones and slow of heart to believe in all that the prophets have spoken. The two disciples traveling to where the Emmaus close to Gibeon, 7 miles or 11 kilometers away from Jerusalem in northbound, had the heart to slowly believe the gospel of Jesus Christ mentioned by the prophets in the Old Testament. Because of their lack of both faith and the most love of Jesus, Matthew 13:19-23, Matthew 22:37-40, Rome 10:15, that's a cross reference. Note that a suggested reference such as archaeological discoveries or history is merely means to understand the scripture, unless it is against clear and convincing evidence. Verse 26, ought not the Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory, the Christ or Messiah, in all that the prophets have spoken in the Old Testament, should suffer for his glorification, that is ascension, return to heaven after the resurrection from the dead. 27, and beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. From the first 5 books of Moses, the Torah, and all the prophets, Jesus explained systematically and in detail, expounded as his teaching ministers should do so to his sheep even today. Two disciples traveling toward the Emmaus about the things of Jesus Christ, the substance in all the scriptures. All the scriptures testify of Jesus Christ. Jesus continually did so to other Christians until the ascension. Her seed, as Jesus, the son of Mary, shall bruise Satan's head by the resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ defeated Satan. After Satan shall bruise his heel by Jesus' crucifixion for all the people's sin. John the Baptist, as Jesus Christ's messenger, would prepare the way before him. Jesus Christ has borne our grief, our sorrows, transgressions, iniquity of us all in him on cross. Roman soldiers divided his garments and cast lots for his clothing. Jesus Christ, as a prophet, delivered God's word on the earth. He, the humble king, rode on donkey on the Palm Sunday. Jesus Christ is a forever priest, torn veil in the temple on his death on cross. His soul, not corruption in Sheol or hell. His law in mind, new covenants. On his returning, all will mourn in the great tribulation. One third people on the earth shall survive at a seal judgment, the coral killed. Jews 144,000 protected by seal, and at a trumpet judgment, one third of the left killed, and so on. Who can be against God? Practically against the scriptures. So all the cross references right here, it's that one. Then 30:31. Now it came to pass, as he sat at the table with them, and he took a bread, and blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished it, or disappeared from their sight. They and Jesus went to the village of Emmaus in the evening. Jesus took a bread, blessed, and broke it, and gave it to them, like reminding them of Jesus' breaking bread in verse 35, for feeding 5,000 men with the 5 barley and 2 fish. Then their eyes were spiritually opened and knew Jesus. That is, they perceived Jesus and he disappeared. Cross reference right here, John 6:1-11. 32. And they said to one another, did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us on the road, and while he opened the scriptures to us? While Jesus taught them the scriptures about him, a flame became a fire burning in their mind. That is, they had a strong belief of his teaching word. His word convicted them. Verse 33, so they rose up and that very hour and returned to Jerusalem and found the 11 and those who were with them gathered together. They went back to Jerusalem, meeting the 11 apostles and others who sat the region. Jesus appeared to Peter. The resurrected Jesus appeared to Peter, the 11 apostles, Matthias the apostle in the place of Judas Iscariot. After the first his appearing to Mary and other women, 34, saying, the Lord is risen indeed, that has appeared to Simon. And they told about the things that had happened on the road and how he was known to them in the breaking of bread. Then 36. Now as they said this thing, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said to them, peace to you. Jesus appeared again, saying, peace to you, or shalom. But they were terrified and frightened, and supposed they had seen a spirit. And he said to them, why are you so troubled, and why do doubts arise in your heart? 39. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see. for a spirit does not have a flesh and bone, as you see I have. Jesus' body from the dead had a flesh and bone. Lazarus' body from the dead had to have had flesh and bones. Jesus ate the food in verse 43. Lazarus also had to have eaten food. Like Lazarus, Jesus appeared and disappeared. As of his ascension in verse 51, Jesus had sat at the right hand of God. Jesus appeared to Stephen and Paul. Even today, Jesus will reveal himself to those whose hearts are open and hungry to know him. All cross reference right here. Verse 40. When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. But while they still did not believe for joy and marveled, he said to them, "Have you any food here?" So they gave him a piece of boiled fish and some honeycomb. 43. And he took it and ate in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me." Jesus ate food in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, Jesus taught them the things about Jesus Christ in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalm in the Old Testament. See verse 27. To become the witness to Christ, whom the Holy Spirit has come upon to all nations. During 40 days, his disciples went away into Galilee at the appointed mountain, like Mount Arbel, for the Great Commission. And Jesus appeared himself to the disciples in the Sea of Galilee, or the Sea of Tiberias, named with the first name of a Roman emperor. Then they returned to Jerusalem in verse 44. Matthew 28, cross reference 16, John 21, 1. 45. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend or understand the scriptures. Jesus Christ made them understand so that they might understand the scriptures. If the Spirit of Jesus Christ doesn't teach and make you understand the scriptures in your inner mind or soul, you do not understand them, because the Spirit will teach you all things that Jesus said. So unbelievers or natural people cannot know them because they are spiritually discerned. Here, cross reference 46. Then he said to them, "Thus it is written, and this it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day." The gospel, or the good news of Jesus Christ, not of any others, must include Jesus as the Christ or Messiah, anointed by God the Father through the scriptures, who died and resurrected the third day for the whole world or everyone, in verse 47. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Upon the faith in Jesus Christ's death and resurrection the third day, the whole world or everyone should repent its sins from heart in order to be forgiven for salvation, or a new culture should be preached, delivered to all the unbelievers in Jesus' name, from Jerusalem to all nations. Don't forget the Lord's heart, in which anyone should not perish but come to repentance, then might become his disciples of all nations. Cross reference right here. 48 and 49. You are witness of this thing. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. Jesus wanted the apostles who would receive the baptism with the Holy Spirit, or the Spirit has come upon the apostles. The promise of God the Father to pour out my Spirit on all flesh who abides forever. As Jesus prayed in Jerusalem after his ascension, and who would become the witness to Jesus Christ with the abiding Spirit power from Jerusalem to the end of the earth. Luke wrote the book of Luke and the book of Acts. So the book of Luke is about the ministry of Jesus with his apostles on the earth. And the book of the Acts is about a continuation of the ministry of Jesus through his apostles with the abiding spiritual power. And so to the present day, the Lord continues to work through his devoted followers or disciples with the abiding spiritual power. God's continuing work through his church, Calvary Chapel, Anaheim Hills, in Book of Acts 29. Here, cross-reference right here, 50-51. And he led them out as far as Bethany. And he lifted up his hands and blessed them. Now it came to pass, while he blessed them, that he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. At Bethany, the town of Lazarus, Mary and her sister Martha, on the Mount of Olives, in the far east bounds. Jesus blessed them with his hands and ascended into heaven. Today the place is called the place of ascension. After his ascension, two white-dressed men state Jesus returning in the same way, same manner. 52-53. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. Amen. His 11 disciples returned to Jerusalem with great joy, worshiped God, and prayed continually, all with one accord, with the other women, and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and the half-brothers of Jesus. On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came upon all with one accord in one place. Suddenly, from heaven, in a sound, followed by tongues, as a gift of the Spirit. So we covered all three questions right here. Continue to keep on prayer for gospel to Iran, Turkey, Afghanistan, Pakistan, through David, the brother in Christ. So then you pray for delivered ministries for drug, sex, child trafficking victims from Latin America into the shelters in the light of the kingdom of God. Support led the daily life in the whole counsel of God for its beliefs and their consequent practices. May God bless you, everyone.